The Cessna 206 with three passengers on board ran out of fuel mid-flight and made an emergency landing in mountainous terrain roughly 20 miles northwest of Port Allsworth. Iliamna Bay State Trooper Joe Minnick was the first to fly looking for them after their personal locator beacon's signal had been received at NOAA's SARsat headquarters in Maryland.
They were reportedly flying somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 feet when their aircraft ran out of fuel. They were en route to Port Allsworth to refuel. Anyway, the aircraft ran out of fuel, and the pilot opted the mountaintop as the best location for his emergency landing.
Minnick says a lot went right with Tuesday's rescue that made for a favorable outcome. First, 61-year-old pilot Mark McNeil of Oklahoma's landing could have been much worse. The plane just nosed over and ended up overturned, and the three on board sustained only minor injuries. Second, the weather was cooperative for a search and rescue, which it often isn't, and their landing location at a higher elevation made them easier to find. But Minnick says it was the PLB that triggered a quick response and gave an accurate location. He didn't pick up the plane's required emergency locator transmitter, or ELT, until he was en route, and he's not sure others would have either.
You know, in the mountainous terrain, I don't know as if any of the normal air traffic that we normally have in the lake between Lake Clark and Non-Dalton and Iliamna, they might have picked up the ELT, they may not have, but certainly it was the PLB in this instance that got such the quick response.
Minnick says he spotted the crash site and at least two of the passengers within about 2 hours of the plane going down. He made a low pass, then flew back up to an altitude of 5,000 feet to radio in the situation and location, which triggered a response effort by the Rescue Coordination Center at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
And they sent out an HH-60 and a C-130 with Guardian Angel teams based out of J-Bear.
Also on board the Cessna were 24-year-old Talon Hang and 64-year-old Rocky McElveen. The three were picked up by the RCC unit and brought back to Iliamna by about 2:30 Wednesday morning and given lodging by a local resident. Reached by the Alaska Dispatch News, McElveen said the three were on a supply run to a lodge he owns on the Holitna River, and he said he's not sure how the fuel miscalculation happened. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.